Welcome to Tom Papa's Come to Papa.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another edition of Come to Papa, your favorite podcast among all the other podcasts. Happy 4th of July weekend to all of you. I know it's only Tuesday, but it's really started last weekend, don't you think? Hopefully you're not taking things too seriously and going to work and putting in full-time days. Hopefully you're messing around. Very excited to be here with you today. I have a show I'd like to promote in Napa at the Uptown Theater on July 13th. Tickets still available for this wonderful show in a wonderful city. I played that theater once before. I fell backstage on my way into the building and almost died. But I'm brave, and I want to do more shows for you, so I'm coming back, and I will be there July 13th. Go to tompapa.com for your tickets. Also, Your Dad Stole My Rake and Other Family Dilemmas is still on sale and now in paperback. So make sure you get a copy, bring it to the beach, bring it to the pool, leave it around, let people see what's going. Sorry we missed you last week, but Paul is on a boat. He's on a boat somewhere in the ocean, and he's been hard to get a hold of. And we're not even sure if he's alive. We hope he is, but I am just going ahead with this podcast without word from him. I saw him in Mamaroneck. We had a great show there in Newton, New Jersey. Wonderful shows. Thank you all for coming out. We were sold out. They were beautiful shows, great laughs, great time. So much fun. And then he said, "All right, Tom, I'll see you later. I'm going on a ship," and that was the last I've heard of him. So today, I am broadcasting from the Jersey Shore. If you go on my website or on livefromhere.org, I did a Out in America all about the Jersey Shore. That was my latest and greatest one. And it's pretty accurate. We're sitting up there at the Jersey Shore, around all the people from New Jersey, and they're doing everything that you would think they would do. They're making giant homes. They're making lasagna and spaghetti. A shark came up on the beach. A lot of activity. So to continue, not only on Live From Here in honor of the Jersey Shore, but this broadcast is coming to you from the Jersey Shore as well. And in Paul's place is the great Charlotte Papa, who is Paul's nemesis in a lot of ways. She, if you've been a listener to this podcast for any length of time, you know that there have been many instances where Paul got involved in a pie competition with one of my daughters and lost 2 years in a row. And I figured, well, if we never hear from Paul again, maybe this will be the person that would end up taking his place. So with that, hello, Charlotte.
Hi.
Thanks for coming on the podcast.
You're welcome.
Are you worried about Paul at all?
Not really. I kind of hope he gets eaten by a whale.
Why would you say something like that?
Because then I won't have any competition. Not that he is competition for the pie contest, because I always win.
What is that, Thanksgiving or Easter? When is the pie thing? I forget.
Thanksgiving.
And what pie do you make at Thanksgiving?
Chocolate pudding pie with homemade graham cracker crust.
And what did Paul make?
He made some sort of vanilla pudding pie with like store-bought, weird, disgusting crust.
Did anyone enjoy Paul's pie?
No. When he left the room, everyone started complaining about it. And then they kind of felt sorry for him, but it was really awful.
Have you ever been in a competition with a grown man before?
No.
Did you feel like it was a fair fight?
What does that mean?
What does it mean? Yeah. I mean, was it fair? Like, is it? Were you at a disadvantage, or was he at a disadvantage?
He was at a disadvantage.
Why?
Because he just doesn't know how to bake.
Who? How did the pie? I don't understand where the pie competition even came from.
I think I just told him what pies I was going to be making, and then he just, you know, decided to challenge me. But he loses every year.
You know he's never eaten an egg before.
He also hasn't had, like, what was it, soup? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's kind of sad.
Well, I hope you don't really mean that he will get eaten by a whale. Here at the Jersey Shore, we had a shark the other day.
Wow. It's exciting.
Why don't you tell the people about it?
A shark, these people were fishing, and then they pulled up a shark on the beach, and then it ate the entire beach.
I'm not sure if you know how these podcasts work, but these are our friends that we're talking to, and we discourage lying. We trust these people, and they are, the shark did not eat the entire beach.
They threw the shark back into the ocean.
It was pretty funny. It was a Jersey Shore, exactly how you would expect people from New Jersey to act when a shark came up on the beach, where in most places, everyone would run, the lifeguard would blow his whistle, and everyone would run in the other direction and let the officials take care of it. This guy hooked a shark, which was big. It was probably a 6-foot-long shark. Like, it looked like it could do real damage. And he pulled it up on shore, and the lifeguard blows his whistle for everyone to get away. And about 8 guys from New Jersey in their bathing suits ran up and started punching the shark and trying to subdue it. And the lifeguard's going crazy, blowing his whistle. They don't care. They just beat the shark until it stopped moving. And the shark looked like he was exhausted. He was like, where the hell am I? I was enjoying myself in the ocean. Now I got caught on this string. And now these giant men from New Jersey are punching me in the face. And he just, at one point, you just saw his whole body just relax, like, oh, really? He stopped moving. And I think they took the hook out and sent him back in the water, which isn't really great for us because we're swimming in the, just not like maybe 2 miles away from where they released him. But I doubt if I was a shark and they released me back into the Jersey Shore, I would just head across the ocean and go someplace else. Are you worried about being attacked while we're here?
Not really, because we met this special dog the other day that we saw during sunset one day, and we called him Barry the Beach Dog, and he basically just saves the day. And
he was majestic. He was, what'd they call it, a samosat?
Samoyed?
Samoyed. And he was just running on the dock. He was a beautiful white dog. He looked like he was majestic. And we quickly realized he probably fights crime.
Mm-hmm. So I have a sense that if a shark comes and tries to eat us, that we'll see Barry the Beach Dog running down the beach.
I think you're right. How are you enjoying this? We do this every year. We come down here every year and enjoy this 4th of July week. How's this one going compared to other years?
Well, normally we have all of our 9 cousins come down and spend the week with us. But now they're all old and have to have jobs. So there's only 1 cousin here right now. And it's kind of sad so far. But, you know, tomorrow more cousins are coming. And
oh, wait a minute. We had other cousins. We had we had 2 second cousins come who you seem to like a lot.
Yeah, but, like, I feel like it's just not the same. Like, compared to other years, mm-hmm. it's just...
You don't seem sad.
I just...
I don't want to tell you how to feel. You don't have to change what you're feeling for me.
Well, it's just, like, I liked the other cousins a lot, but it's just, you yep. know, it's different.
How come you're not riding a bike this year?
I have been.
Like, you're going back and forth, but a lot of times you'll be like, I'm leaving, and then you get on the bike and go tool around.
I haven't really had the time.
What have you been busy doing? You seem to be making a movie or something.
I'm trying to make these edits with my GoPro. And, yeah, so that's my movie.
Yeah, and you seem to be spending a lot of time on this. You did this once when we traveled to Hawaii, and when you played back the video, it looked like from the movie that you had been in Hawaii by yourself. Or actually, that was the Cayman Islands. And it looked like your family wasn't with you. Is that going to be the angle of this video as well?
Okay, Angelina, my sister, was in it the entire time. More than I was. Maybe you just thought I was her, but yeah, so. You were in it too, actually.
Maybe like in the background, like paying for something.
But it's just how it works in the edit world.
Jeez, this is rough. And then what do you do with it? Do you post it online? Do you?
Normally, I will post it on Instagram. And, yeah. All my friends do it, too. It's just a thing to do with your life when you travel. And, yeah.
I've made a deal with Charlotte here that she's kind of out of control with her phone, as all human beings are. And I said if she starts making money and becoming an influencer, then I can support her habits. But until then, I'm going to have to restrict her usage of the phone and the posting. But if she can find a way to make some cash at it, then you'll be able to use it as much as you want.
See, we have to start with a YouTube channel and making my Instagram public. But then
there'll be creeps following you.
Well, that's the only way you can become an influencer.
I guess there's probably some creeps listening to the podcast, but I guess it's different. Have you ever heard of any kids being approached by creeps after that they met online? This is what parents hear a lot. You hear that some creepy guy pretended to be a kid and then decided to meet the kid at a fair. And when they were at the top of the Ferris wheel, he takes his mask off and it's really an old dude.
I've seen movies about it. It's never actually... Well, no one that I know, because, they're not dumb enough to do that.
So you think that this is just kind of folklore for dumb kids?
No, it's just probably to scare parents.
How long will it take you to start making some money on YouTube?
Well, it depends. If we do it right, if we, buy some nice cameras, do some nice lighting... Get some nice content, then we'll be all good to go.
I'm starting to regret moving to Los Angeles.
But if we lived here, I probably wouldn't know about all this stuff, and then I wouldn't.
Are you saying that kids in New Jersey don't know what the internet is?
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying. I don't know what I'm saying.
Well, I think if you. I have a concern. I had concern about putting you even on this podcast, but I don't like to, put you out into the world. But I guess everyone is out in the world, and you might as well start making some money for it because I'm slowly going broke.
Yes, because then when you become broke and then I'm rich, it'll just be like
role reversal of how we live right now.
Yeah.
How much money do you think you have?
$230.
That's pretty specific.
Because I counted it.
Did you bring any of it with you on vacation?
Yes.
How much?
Well, I keep it on my wallet, so kind of all of it.
How much of it have you used?
I haven't bought anything this trip yet.
That's weird, because I see you eating a lot of snacks and going out to dinner, and you're wearing new shirts and sunglasses and flip-flops.
Well, but that's stuff that, like, you pay for. Like, if we're going out to eat, like, I'm not going to pay for the entire family.
It would be pretty generous.
It would be, like, half of the amount of money I have.
People would really like you more.
Yeah, they would. But...
So back to Paul. If you can picture Paul right now on a cruise ship, he's on a cruise ship. I don't know what part of the world. Let's say Alaska. Say he had a show last night. It's over. What do you think he does today?
Probably like what happens in the Titanic, but not like the iceberg part. Just like with Leonardo DiCaprio. And then he's just like standing on the boat, and then he sees this rich girl, and then he's like, oh my God, and they fall in love. Hopefully that happens, because he's kind of lonely.
You think Paul's lonely?
Yeah, seems like it.
What makes you think that?
He's never had an egg before, or soup, so probably doesn't get out much. I would say he spends majority of his time at home.
Yeah, you might be right. Does he think when he's on the boat he's going to have to make a sketch of this woman he finds?
Yes, actually.
What's the age range that you think that Paul will be attracted to Paul on the boat?
I'd say about 50 and up. They would like be charmed by his personality.
Yeah, he's funny.
Well, he's kind of awkward, but you know, some of his personality they would probably like, and then, like, it wouldn't be exactly like the Titanic because he's not as beautiful as Leonardo DiCaprio.
He is very blonde like Leonardo, though.
Yeah. Paul's, like, majestic, you know? Like, maybe.
Like Barry the dog.
Like Barry the dog.
All white, running down the dock. That's kind of exactly the picture that we have of Paul being on the boat. The same as Barry the Samoyed dog.
Exactly. So I think that's the luck he's going to have.
If Paul meets a 55-year-old woman, let's make her 60, six-year-old woman, recently divorced, decides I'm going to get back out in the dating world and I'm going to try and meet someone on this cruise, and it's Paul. You know, Paul's not a very old man. Do you think if a 65-year-old woman with a pretty healthy bank account, Paul should marry her?
Well, Paul probably would, just because, again, he's lonely. And if he had the chance to marry someone at this point, he probably would, and especially if she was rich.
What if she weighed more than him?
They'd just have some interesting kids. No, he couldn't have kids.
Right. There'd be no little big Pauls.
Yeah, well, that sucks.
What activities do you think Paul participates in on the cruise ship?
Well, personally, I've never been on a cruise, but from, you know, movies and stuff, I would say he probably goes down all the water slides. And, you know, maybe he might get stuck in one time, but then... You know, that's a full adventure in itself. And then he probably, you know, plays some basketball.
Right. He's a good basketball player.
Yeah. And he probably tries to tan, but then just ends up burning.
Yeah, I don't see him being outside very much. I figured he would have to stay below deck.
So he just, like, stays in the tiny little room and just...
Yeah, in the... what do they call it when the workers on the boat stay underneath? Not in cargo. Steerage? Is that what they call it? Steerage?
Probably.
I remember hearing a story of a comedian that went on a boat to perform. And the comedian that was on there before him was inappropriate with some of the guests. And they had to kick him off the boat. And they put him in a helicopter and flew him off the boat. And then the next guy came on. And because of the other guy's bad behavior, they made him stay in his room down in the steam room. And he wasn't allowed to leave. They brought him his meals and stuff and just fed him down there like a prisoner. And across the hall from his room was the stage door. So he would, once a week, they would open up his room, open the stage door, then he would scurry out onto the stage, do the show, and then say goodnight to everybody. They'd all applaud, and he'd have to go back into his room and wait for 2 more days for the next show.
That sounds like a fun experience.
Do you think that's happening to Paul right now? And if it did happen to Paul, do you think he'd be happy or sad?
He'd probably just not be happy or sad, just be like kind of used to it by now. That's how he's been treated his whole life. So it's like,
Wait, what? You know, people who listen to this podcast really like Paul.
Yeah, well, it's the truth. I mean, it's time that they know the truth about Paul's life.
Where do you picture Paul's apartment?
It's probably very messy. Probably the only thing in the kitchen is soda and cheese balls.
He does love soda.
And yeah, it's probably beige, I'm guessing.
If you were dating a guy and you went back to his apartment and there was only soda and one cheese ball in the apartment, how would you react?
I would skirt out of there.
Is it true that you've been very upset on this vacation because you haven't been able to find yodels?
Yes, because they don't have yodels or devil dogs or ringdings in the West Coast, and they don't have them anywhere on the island, and it's stressing me out.
You mean on the East Coast?
And what?
We're on the East Coast.
Yeah, I'm saying they don't have any in the West Coast. So then when we're on the East Coast... In the East Coast, right. I always look for them.
And you normally find them, and you're not finding them this trip.
Yeah, they're not at anywhere. Wawa, Acme.
I'm sorry, what?
Wawa.
What?
The store. Wawa.
Oh, you're not. I thought you were crying.
No. My soul's crying.
So, all right. Well, I thank you for coming on the podcast. This was... It was a little upsetting. I don't think Paul's going to enjoy hearing it. I do hope that he... But, you know, I think we'll try you out. I think this was good. I think we had a good rapport. If Paul doesn't come back from the ship, maybe your sister will jump in on the next one and get a little competition going and see who will be the new co-host here at Come to Papa.
I think it should be me because... I am the favorite child, well, at least in your eyes. I know Mom's favorite child is the other one, but I am your favorite child, so I think that...
Do you really think that?
Yeah, I do, because I feel like if Mom favors the other one, then I have to be someone's favorite.
Why do you think she favorites your sister?
It's just obvious.
In what way?
Well, me and Angelina could do the exact same thing. And then Mom will get mad at me for doing it. And then she'll, applaud Angelina.
That's not true.
Not, applaud her. But, she'll just not get in trouble.
That's not true. I think that's just your age. You think that's what's going down. If you both did the same thing, if you both, burnt something or came home late, she'd be equally as angry with both of you. There, you know, they say... It's scientifically proven that girls your age always think that they're being attacked or yelled at.
Because it's true.
I don't. Your mother doesn't have a favorite. She likes you both equally.
Well, I know I'm your favorite, so that's all that matters.
It's kind of a weird thing to say in front of your sister who's sitting across the room.
Just you can admit it. It's okay.
All right, everybody. Well, listen, go to Napa and see me at the Uptown Theater. If you know people that are up there, tell them to come. It's kind of a weird time of year to go up there. But I still have some tickets to sell. And go to tompapa.com for all my dates. We're going to start up again heavily in the fall. So for now, you're going to have to just enjoy the podcast with rotating co-hosts until Paul is rescued from the sea. And if he gets off the cruise ship and ends up in a relationship, we're not even sure if his new chubby wife is going to let him podcast.
That's true. She could probably just like take him away and smuggle him.
He might be living in Durango working at Enterprise Rent-A-Car.
Sure.
Did you know any of those words or their meanings?
No.
All right, everybody. Thank you so much for listening. Again, thoughts and prayers. Hoping Paul is rescued, safe, not eaten by a whale. And we thank you all. Enjoy your 4th of July. Eat a lot of pie. I, on this trip, have eaten 7 hot dogs.
Yep.
It's way too many for a year or 2 years. You shouldn't eat that many hot dogs probably in your life. But I have, which I think is a sign that things are going extremely well. I hope you do the same. Eat some good stuff. Enjoy your time with your friends and family. Enjoy the fireworks. And enjoy your life.
Adios, muchachos.
Is that your catchphrase?
No, I have another one. Peace out, Girl Scouts.
Oh, you did so well up until the end.